So we're holding here Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes. These are all, it's actually a very, very Pesach Dika Limud, Shashir Mechlal, and the Goyen, and all these Pesukim here. Sasi Berichvei Parag Demisi Reyasi. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Medame Kal Yisrael to a Sus, Parai. And, you know, Medame Kal, I think if we would call a person a Sus, we'd be a little bit offended. But so sasi brichvei paroi, pierce. So sasi usus nekevo. Vayuda nesefes boikma yoishvi bashamayim. Vahainu mipnesha l'mulchama hanekevos meulam yoisa. Brichvei paroi neshi ikas susim toim bo mitzrayim. Kimoish kasev la yirba lo susim lo yosha sam mitzrayim l'man harbo isus. Kimoish kasev ateitzim merkav mitzrayim sheshmes kesev isus bechamishim v'meya. Mistama le paramel from time I move Hashem Sus of Loyla. Bisham Hayan Kashna as a susim oid. Yosin Kishasun Shasea. Lachinam Razal Shagdola business Hayomi business mitrai. Besus param mistama kishadoisa gamke moid moid. Velachin is a paro as susa yafim call a susan shaboyla. Sust summer aside her aura. The Goyan Bedera Klal always sticks to what it says. Whenever he'll make a statement, he'll say, like Chazal say here. Here he's saying his own pshat in a way that's very mistava, but he's very clear to say mistama, not to say it in a sort of definitive way, which is unusual. The goyim bedar klal tends to be very definitive. And the Teretz is the goyim is very makbid. If he has no makbid, he's not definitive. Then it's saying mistama. It's not, you know. Don't talk a little bit about this. We'll assume it's all mistava, probably the sus of para and everything, and so on and so forth. What's the dimyan? So I think the pshat is Klal Yisrael. It says the muscle Klal Yisrael was nigla ben umos to bring back nitzaitzes, the moisim nitzaitzes of kedusha. So what it means is that there are koiches in every umma. Those koiches, the ummas use them. When the ummas use them, they use them for not kedusha. They use them for bad, and Klal Yisrael is meant in that framework to reverse the tide. So, the marshal, if Yavan is an umma that misuses chachma, so chachma is the what's the right word? Chachma is a defining element of Yavan. When we were in Golas Yavan, we were Meshubit to their version of Chachma. Our Avoida is to bring it back into the realm of Kedusha, and that's why we brought Teresh Malpe around Kiyadua. Raimi is Malchus and Shilton, and Lasid Lavei. You know, that's the last of Kol Yisrael. We will bring back to the world the Shulchan of Kedushin, and so on. That's the general pattern. So wherever it is that we are, the things that define that umma are going to be extremely significant in who we are and what we are. Paroi is what defines Paroi is susim. Mitzrayim is defined as susim. Paroi is defined as susim. And we'll see in a second what, but no matter what that is, the vart is that that's going to be our avoda l'toiv is going to have some shaychus with susim. And therefore, it's going to be a koyach of sus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you, Klal Yisrael, to me, are like the nicest of the susim of Paroi. That's point one. So the reason why we're using susim over here to define Klal Yisrael, how wonderful they are, is because that's the makom avoida, you know, and that's the and from the koyach haparo, that's where we go to. Number two, why? So okay, when it says dekach, but what is the nekuda of a sus? What's the mile of a sus that we could give somebody a name like that? The answer is, a sus is the only bal chai that's mischaber with a man as a rider and a horse. You know, it's sus v'roichvay. Other animals help man or don't have shaykh. A lion is strong, he's malchus, but he's not shaykh to Adam, and you know, to some degree, he even can attack Adam. A sus gives over, the tsur of riding a sus is that the Adam rides atop the koyach hasus. And I am using the koyach haritz of a sus to do what I'm supposed to do. So we have koyach hasus is a koyach where if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Reichi Barabbas, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something called a Merkava, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into this world on the back of something, then sus is going to be a koyach that describes it. So the hisbatlus of a sus to the roichev is a positive tsura of Klal Yisrael's hisbatlus Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we say avos hayinin amerikava means that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes riding into this world on the back of something, and it's the avos and the Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael was. So first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Medama Klal Yisrael to Sus. Two, the Kishutim, no other Bal Chai. So Lamashal, let's say a king has a lion or a leopard or a tiger, which kings had, and they showed off the great prowess in having, you know, they can have a lion, whatever it is. But there's no minik to be makashit, a lion or whatever it is. Dogs are creatures that are used. No minik to be makashit. The only one that we have, the only balchai that kishur is chalon is a sus. And the reason is because since the sus becomes part of Tzuras Adam, therefore it's shayach to be it's shayach to mikasha the sus, just like putting a feather in my cap is not a kishut for the cap, it's a kishut for me. So too a kishut on a sus is a kishut for me, not for the sus. And the sus is the only animal that shayach something like that, because it's bottled to Tzuras Adam. That's the Pshat in Chazal, Sus v'roich v'roma v'yom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw him into the yam in a tzura of Sus v'roich v'y, because that was the tzura's Adam when he attacked. He was one with the Sus, and b'meila, it went together. The Sus and the Roichev were one unit, klapi the Einish. Because normally, I mean, there's no reason why should it be nanash? You know, I understand that nanash, just like it says if a person is mezana with animal, but to do it together, the sus reichve together is because that's part of the tzura of an Adam. So the only bal chai that shtol sus enhances Adam. It allows him to reach places he couldn't reach on his own, and that's what Chazal say over here.
Mm-hmm. And an elephant is not a perch on any of this.
I'm sorry?
An elephant. You do find that, I don't know.
Let me up the volume here, I think is very low.
It could be my headphones are bad.
What did you say about a perch? No, my volume was 40%. Yeah, what were we saying?
An elephant. supposedly in certain armies and certainly in the circus, we find that an elephant is miscashed like a sus, and they would ride elephants, and it was...
So could be also an elephant had that type of... it could be because people rode on it, and that's, you know, it became their kli, you know, that's they felt. Maybe that's what they felt.
But it wouldn't be a pech anyway. It's just in this, you know, far-reaching place in the world that punk they did this animal. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And then just some really defecting pasuk test. I mean, the past, all the past psukim, there is this theme under the, you know, under the regular pasuk, which, for example, in pasuk ches, Moisedi lachayav benashim siwach leichvet shayin. It was referring to go amongst the Torah, and there was this underlying, you know, it wasn't the Pshutei Kamashmai that was being expressed, at least according to the Gaon. And here, to a certain degree, you know, it does seem like Pshutei Kamashmai. You know, there's no underlying, is that chaser somewhat, or, you know, we have it in some psukim and other psukim we don't?
In the opinion over here, I mean, basically, he's explaining what he will in the next psukim begin to explain what happens like this. He's saying the susaseh the refras misayasi. That's like an introductory mark, and then he says navochaich turns up. Those are two types of decoration. Torah zob nasim kusak kasev is also a type of decoration. And the Goyen is going to be Meirich a bit in explaining those decorations. So this is just a Hakdama, you know, and this is the framework based off of both. I think that's the way
it's going. Okay.
Vamarei Yossi, Pirush Ta'ata Rei Mikvar, Mimois Avis Avram Yisig V'yakoy. So I'm not sure where he gets... What does he mean, Sha'at Rei Mikvar? Rayasi, why not, who says it's not now? That's a nekuda I don't have over here. Al Kaponim, he says, V'achshav choshev es ha-kishutin ve'ed yom shekidur so. And now he's going to list his kishutim. And this is where the Goyen is obviously going to say a little bit more. This is where he's going to be masked on Derech HaRemes. Novachaych b'Torah, Pirush Torah who attaches isn't kein roish Torah, val shalosh zavis. It's like a triangle that you put on top of the on top of the head. Savorich b'charuzim Pirush charuzim utachet hamimulam avonu angolis nifrodim u'mechuba mekuba tziyachin v'ratichas kanes alchut echav shetachshitin lasal ponu val atzava achal ponu v'isin ratichah achas atzava ratichas kanes. So the first chiluk is in the pasuk is there is al chayayim, which is the kli adibur on the head, that gets teirim. The tzaver gets charuzim. Charuz is a necklace of some sort.
The lechayayich is the tongue.
Cheek.
Cheek. Okay.
So they would put like, you know, like over here, they would put plates around the horse and then they would, and sort of a some sort of necklace type thing around the neck, some. So he says like this, what are these two things? Says the Pasuk also that Torah is a Libya Schein on the Roish and Anokar Yosef, Avenyim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us two worlds, Torah and Mitzvahs. VaTorah Ikar Roish was Nayin L'Shmoya, uBa'ayin L'Rois uPe'el Adaber. VaGuf Ulas HaMitzvah Dayim Raglayim. So the world of Mitzvahs expresses itself in the Guf, the Ikar, and the world of Torah expresses itself in the head. And it says not only the brains; it's all the Kalim. For a person to sit and learn, all he needs is a head.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is that there's a distinction between the tachshit of Torah and the tachshit of mitzvahs. The tachshit of Torah is something which is one unit. And there's a braisa, a sefta in Sanhedrin, that if two people are asking in a shir, the person who asks Shaloi Kinyan has to say, I'm asking Shaloi Kinyan. The Rabbanon say, no, that Kol HaTorah is Inyan Echad, that all of Torah is one Inyan, because it all interacts with each other. So in the world, so even in Torah, when we talk about Torah, the chelik of Torah that's very, very specific to each mitzvah, something specific, obviously is unique to each mitzvah. The chelik of Torah that's klolius, more klolim, is more general, and b'meila, you want a tachshit that will resemble it, and that tachshit is one miksha echad. In the world of mitzvahs, you have each mitzvah is its own world, its own unit. And let's put it, when a person sits and does a mitzvah putting on film, or he does a mitzvah versus doing a mitzvah being chaylitz yevama, each one has a different effect on the person. Each mitzvah has its own mahus. That's how it's affecting the person. When a person learns Torah, the effect is a chloristic effect. And what he's learning yevamis, or he's learning menachis, it's the same. It's the same effect on the person. So he says that's one nikkud that he's bringing up. Then he says there are, even though there are not, so let's just finish that nikkud. So there are many pieces, but they have a common thread coming around through them. It's very different than a person who wears diamond pins. So each diamond pin stands on its own and has no little shaykh as the other one. Masha'ein kane, when you have a necklace, it does sit on one string. So it is appropriate. There is a kesher between the separate mitzvahs. But lemaisa, it consists of discrete units, each one tied together in a bigger picture. But you can certainly identify each bead on a necklace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe we spoke about this once. I'm trying to remember. Someone who was wearing the pearl, the bracer or a medrash that said someone was wearing pearls as opposed to what she was wearing on her head. And we spoke about the pieces on the necklace that hangs as opposed to something that goes straight on the head, that it's one and the Torah versus the mitzvah. But just this nekuda fits very well with what Rabbi was saying, the lomid on the Naras Lasreis. All the asiyas are mitzvah zudem, asiyas mitzvah zudem la'acharas, but they stand alone independently and they serve their purpose as opposed to the Torah, which is the ikkar, which is kind of everything else. I think the two at least seem to fit very well one with another.
Yes, good. Now he says, in Torah, of Torah, there's also, it's not one piece, it's two pieces. They're not mechuba like a necklace, but it's two pieces. A person has two cheeks. Shen yimin u'smol, right and left. The hainu b'shnei teiris. So two, you have just so that's like a balchai when you give it these things on the cheeks. That's two of them. The Heine Bishtei Teres, Teres of Iksav, Teres of Ape, Vikol Echod Bal Sholos Zovius. And each one has, like, it's a triangular, like when you do a thing, again, the horses, they had these pieces, they were triangular in nature. Each one is Mishalish. Not Bal Sholos, but Teres of Iksav, Tanach, Teres of Iksuvim. Or a Teres of Ape is Mishne Gemara Braisa. So he tosses in over here this inyan that there's two teres. Each one has three zavias. Teres of Iksav is that, Teres of Alpeh, Mishneh Gemara, and Brais. It doesn't explain at all what's the point of it. In other words, we're not looking for common denominators, just to find Rimazim that have no mashmos to it. It's Klal Gadol, you know. Also, you could have said that maybe there's a spitz to it, and when you learn, there's also a spitz to it. It's trying to say something. So two things. First of all, he's saying there's two Torahs, one on Yamin and Smoil. And he's madgish that, and two, the each one has sholosh zavius, tanach and teresh apeh. So the significance of the sholosh zavius is the significance of something that is total within itself. In other words, when you have something that's three, chutam shosam here, you not take there's a certain element of it's a self-contained unit. The two might be parallel to each other and might work in tandem, but they're not charuzim like the charuzim. In other words, he's being reminded that this is not a getter of two pieces that are strung together. There's yamin and smoil. And each one is a self-contained unit, not zokuk and totally with the other one at all. They work so much better when they're in tandem, but they're not. But it's not given to it's not like the charuzim, which form one ring. That's one nekuda I see here.
Rabbi, how can we say that they're self-contained if someone who's only follows Teresh of Iksav is a kaifer and is a...
Correct. But, so let's say, I guess what would be the right word of saying it? The relationship of mitzvahs one to another is like is like a car, where if you're missing any of the pieces, the whole thing is kaput. You don't have the heft of that. The relationship of Teresh of Iksav, Teresh of Ape, that we're talking about over here, is not so much. Teresh of Iksav and Teresh of Ape are two different dimensions of Torah. They're not. It's not the pshat that it's this and this. Torah Shebal Peh brings out something in Torah Sheb Iksav. So, and Torah Sheb Iksav also gives over some of that Torah Shebal Peh. And that's why the mashal, right and left, when a person sees something that's asymmetrical, it doesn't look right to him. When you see something that's symmetrical, the two, they're not connected, but the two things sort of, the Zeluma Seh. The Torah Sheb Iksav and Torah Sheb Alpeh, their relationship is very different than mitzvahs that we spoke about. Mitzvahs, if we do part of the mitzvahs and part not, we're missing parts and pieces. Similar to the car, that we're missing those pieces that are mashmal car. In Torah Sheb Iksav and Torah Sheb Alpeh, it's a depth, it's another dimension. You're right that on a technical level, we're missing certain halachas. But in the concept of two Torahs, Let's talk about it. The two Torahs, there's something, it's like when you learn a topic, you very much, for the totality of the Hesber, you want to see it written, and you want to see it, hear it expressed. And it's very, very important. A person feels that he's missing something. If a person talks, and I don't have a text, a lot of times I feel I don't have genoi. I understand be'eruch what the person is saying, but I don't have it arois genoi. When you see it written down, it has a certain sharpness to it that you can tell what the person meant. And that's why it's a big milah to have that. When you have a person, when you have something written down, you bederach klal, when you have something written down, you don't have a hard time getting it exactly until a person it explains it to you. So there's a relationship between the two that they complement each other. I heard a very nice pshat, a little bit of derhaga, but a wonderful pshat from somebody on Shabbos. He asked, first of all speaking, he said, you find in Agarita that Tereshiv Yisrael says one thing, Tereshiv Yisrael says another thing, and you can understand how they complement each other. Even if the main pshat is this way or that way, but at least you understand and how the two pirushim complement each other. But in halacha, you have a hard time to figure it out. If the halacha is not like the Torah Shemitzav at all, what's the point of it? So he brought a pasuk, put a Ramban in a pasuk. It says like this. It says, this is in Tzav, it speaks about how to be mechalek the karbanis, and it says like this. V'chol mincha asha te'ofer betanur v'chol nasi b'marcheshes v'al machvas. It says akoyim makso ilus ish. It goes to the Kohen. The Kohen that's marked as Ish or Oyla Shikir Lakonia. Mincha Shetofa Betano Chonasmer Chosh Lamachvas, the Kohen of Makvas Loisia. The whole Mincha Blul B'Shemach Hareva. And any Mincha that's just Blul B'Shemach Hareva, the whole the Arantia Ish Kachiv. Everyone has it. So the Ramban says over here, that the point is because on the Kohen in the first two cases, the first case was Tereach. It takes a lot of Tirecha to do it, and therefore it belongs to him. Mashein came the Mincha Blul V'Shem Achareva, which is a very simple Mincha, it doesn't have much Tirecha, so that he splits everybody else. And then Ramban says, but that's not actually true in halacha. In halacha, it says that everyone gets in all minchas, no matter what mincha is going to be, it gets divided up. But hakaras kahanim mishalom bayis is hakaras kahanim mishalom bayis. So yes. So then why does the Torah write the Kepshuta, which is so different? It's a halacha, and the Kepshuta is not the right halacha. The halacha that is telling us the din, the Torah Shebal Peh, what's the point of Torah Shebal Peh? That's the way. So this person, his name is over Wiederblank, the son of Wiederblank, he said like this, Adarabba, the Ramban explains, the emis, Yashrus is that you get what you work for. A Kohen that had the Muchazach on a difficult Mincha should be getting his share. The Mincha that's no work, so split up. The Torah said, however, la halacha le maisa, you should split it up because of shalom bayis, because shalom bayis requires that you give up things that you rightfully have. So adrabba, the two halves of the pasuk, the complement, which I never would have known it. The pasuk is telling me mitzad yashus hadin, you should get when you work hard for something, you get it. Well, you didn't work for hard for them, you don't get it. But Tesha Pet tells you, Afal Pikain for Shalom Bayis, the person is the Mivata on what's his and so on. It's Arab. It's because the Tesha Pet puppet is different. It's telling me that it trumps. I thought it was a mamish. The Divrei Pichachum Chayim.
So would we say the same concept by, you know, over here what the Gra is saying, that I guess not necessarily that they're independent in the classic sense that they could exist with one without one another, but that the Baal Shalosh Zavius of each one reflects that it complements and it maintains an equilibrium. If they were stabbing two arbitrary things, there would be no symmetry, like Rebbe said, but now that they're Baal Shalosh Zavius, there is.
Now, I would also stell that suit to the Yemin and Small that he's saying over here. And the Pashtus is comparing Teva Shabbat to Yemin and Teva Shabbat to Smoil. The reason for that would be that Teva Shabbat Ksav Adrabba, Teva Shabbat Ksav is more clawless, less definitive. Halacha Lemaisa is a Pchinamidas Adin. In other words, when you bring something down to its clear gvulos, this is what it is, this is how it has to be, this is the structure. The gedorim, Torah Shabbat Ksav is sweeping. Yesheshes yomim, tasam lechtech v'yemeshu lokecha, and so on. Torah Shabbat Ksav is broader in terms of what it's telling you. Torah Shabbat Peh gives it a certain definitive quality and says it has like this and not like this. This, but this case. It's something which it gives it clearly defined gvulos in ways that Torah Shabbat Ksav doesn't. Torah Shabbat Ksav doesn't give you gvulos, specific gvulos, and there's no prati halachas. And that's why in Torah Shabbat Peh is where you get them. That I think is a good shot. In understanding how it would be Yemin and Smoil, and they complement each other. The one of them, it tells you the specific way how to do Shabbos. One gives you the klolius atmuna of Shabbos. So those two things are actually together. Entire Shabbat Ksav says you have Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, that's the Mishulish. Entire Shabbat Peh, you have Mishneh, Gemara, Braise. It's very, very interesting. Mela, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, I mean, we know that there are three different Madregas in terms of, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say it, and, you know, and so on. Torah Shabbat Peh, I mean, Lechura, Mishneh, Gemara, and Braise to us are just what's the right word for it? I mean, certainly Braise, as opposed to Mishneh, is not really much different. In other words, Gemara is a different type of limud. Braise are the Mishnayos that Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't include. It's keilu Mishnayos that we're not sure if they're right or not. You know, it doesn't seem to us that Braise is a different chelik. The Gaon says it here, and other places also. Whenever it talks about Shishim Gibayim and Alamos and so on, Braise is something that is spoken about as if it be its own entity, not just kind of a mission of vague providence, a province. It's mafra. So, Mashara is because the Gemara says by Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan that Ilfa was very upset that he wasn't zeich to do that. He said he went onto a ship, he stood on top, and he said, if someone can show me a braisa that's not the rumors in a Mishnah, he's going to jump off. They asked him a braisa. And he found a mocker fit. So the point is, braises are there, pashtus, because Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't feel he needed them in the Mishnah. These are piskei halachos, but piskei halachos that a person could be oimid on from the diuk of the Mishnah. And that's why the braises were unnecessary, they weren't considered to be important. So it is another chelik. It's not the pshat braises are sort of mishnayis that we don't have a clear girsa or yichestit and so on. It's not an inferior type of mishnah. There may be like that, but the Tosefta is it's a mishnah which somewhere straddles a midpoint between mishnah and gemara. It's a little more fleshed out than the Mishnah is, and the Mela, it's something that we need to see it as another chelik atayit. A bunch of places. The Gemara will mention it in other places also that the braises are a sort of another chelik, whatever it is.
Uh-huh. So then the fact that it's slightly out of order is loved after, meaning that it could be Mishnah braise Gemara. Also, yeah. It doesn't really.
Right. It's right. It would like that also.
So then I would think that these two things, mamish, line up beautifully, because even in the Teshuv Ksav, I think we have these concepts that every previous era in Torah is a microcosm of what's to come. Yaakov and the Shvatim are a microcosm of Klal Yisrael, how they're going to manifest in all Derech Halakim, which comes from Yitzchak, which comes from Avram, the whole world from Adam. So over the course of Tanakh, if that's true and if that follows, from the Torah to the Nevi'im to the Ksuvim are a manifestation of the initial interactions or initial happenings that happen with Klal Yisrael in its source. And would we say that in the Torah Shavik Sav, and therefore it could line up perfectly with Mishnah, Gemara, Braisa, how that manifests from the initial point?
I'm not sure. No, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim does seem to be three different dargas of, between Ruach HaKodesh. The only, I guess, what would be the right word? The parallel would be like this. Torah is something which is given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Whereas Ksuvim is something that comes from us. So that would be parallel to Mishnah and Gemara. Nevi'im is a half a category, but why exactly fits in there? Why is it just stronger or weaker? I understand more it being a different angle. I have a little harder time understanding in terms of Nevi'im and Ksuvim how that is.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And how would Rebbe fit that with, once Rebbe said in the shiur that if somebody asks you what came first, the Mishnah or the Gemara, the obvious answer is the Gemara. So how does this fit?
That means the Gemara, the Mishnah Gemara is like a packaged version of it. But the word is the way we have it. The Mishnah we have is Torah, in its most compact format, in the few words needed to express it. That's the mission we have. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh took all the knowledge we knew in Parish of El Peh, and he condensed it to Mishnayis. All the Shai Torah, it's like the marshal when you see a legal document. So there's people sat and haggled. The guy said, I'm going to write that I'm a part owner. And the guy says, I'm not going to write part owner because that means I have liability. I don't want liability. Okay, so I want to write part owner, write a part this and that. When you finish the entire Maso Matan, you finally reduce it to a nusach, that's a contract. When the judge reads the contract, he begins to be choykev adayrish. What did you imply with this sentence? Why was this written? Are you trying to clear him of liability in this case? And so on. It's the same type of, and what I meant was as simple as that.
Okay, fine. If I could just ask one more question, not may get to this specifically, only if Rebbe has a minute.
Sure.
So I was going through the Mavri this morning, and I noticed the very interesting nusach that he brings from what the Goyen said when he finished his pirush on Shir HaShirim. The whole he brought these people into a room and closed the doors and the windows and lit all the neiros and gave a whole bracha that baruch that he came to know the whole thing, and I mean very very unbelievable shyness. Is this specifically for Shir HaShirim? Is Shir HaShirim the last chelik of Torah? Is this something that punked just in the order of how he learned things? Shir HaShirim was last. Is it because Shir HaShirim is nichlal all of Torah? Is there something else going on here that after he finished the pirush on Shir HaShirim?
Shir HaShirim is kodesh, and Shir HaShirim is kodesh kodashim, because Shir HaShirim speaks to the most pneumistic chelik of the Kesh and Chibur between Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. The love song between an Ish and an Isha is that song of Chibur between the two. And that's why if you aim it on that, you have a special, there's a special deher over there of being aim it on a most pneumistic tail. The Kol HaShem is Kodesh Kedoshim means that this is the pneumistic Chelek HaTorah. The pneumistic Chelek HaTorah resides here. So I think that's where the Goyen felt that this is, where you aim it on the most pneumistic Inyan.
Aha. So does that mean that it is Taka, the ultimate Hashlama of when someone is able to finish all of Torah, this is the final, final Madriga, whatever you want to call it. This is the last, what a person makes a theme.
There's a lashon in Rav Hutni. I heard this in a. Let me just see if I can find the lashon here. Okay, I'm having a problem. I heard this more or less from Rabbi Yonis and David. He said over that Rav Hutna was once learning Mishneh Berurah, and he came to, and Rabbi Yonis walked in and he was crying. I was trying to figure out what is it in Mishneh Berurah that was he misheard. So Mishneh Berurah had said that when Rabbi Akiva would learn Shir HaShirim, he would cry. And Salmidim asked him why. And he said, like the things I'm learning in Shir HaShirim go to the heart and the oimik of the previous Anyanim. So Rav Hutna was very nostalgic. The Mishmur brings it in Hilchos Shabbos about crying on Shabbos, that if a person is misaneg on it. So this idea that she'ena tider hechnat var magiyim. Those, these are the inyanim that reach the deepest parts that a person can reach.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pshat that's being kodesh kedoshim, and that's why this is the chelik of Torah. That's she'ilu the heart and the sham of it. It's the pnimius of Torah.
Okay. Jessica, Rabbi, thank you so much.
All the best. Bye.
And I guess we're gonna wait till after Yantif. I don't know. It'll be hectic.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Okay, excellent, fine. Thank you very much. Have a good Yom Tov. Take care.